Blackstone Audio presents Tweak, Growing Up on Methamphetamines by Nick Sheff. For Lee and my friend in New York who took me in, you are both beautiful, inspiring, powerful women. You are the two people I respect and admire most in the world. Thank you. How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing? John Lennon. Note to listeners. This work is a memoir. It reflects the author's present recollections of his experiences over a period of years. Certain names, locations, and identifying characteristics have been changed, and certain individuals are composites. Dialogue and events have been recreated from memory and, in some cases, have been compressed to convey the substance of what was said or what occurred. Part 1. Day 1. I'd heard rumors about what happened to Lauren. I mean, I never even knew her that well, but we'd sort of hung out a few times in high school. Actually, I was sleeping with her for about 2 weeks. She had moved to San Francisco when I was a senior, and we met somehow at a party or something. Back in high school, it was just pot. Maybe I'd do some acid and mushrooms on the weekend. But I smoked pot every day. I was 17 and had been accepted at prestigious universities across the country, and I figured a little partying was due me. I'd worked hard those last 3.5 years. Sure, I'd had some problems smoking weed and drinking too much when I was younger, but that was all behind me. I was smart. I was on the swim team. My writing had been published in Newsweek. I was a great big brother. I got along with my dad and stepmom. I loved them. They were some of my best friends.